Good morning. High pressure continues to dominate the weather picture across interior New York and New England here into the new work week with brilliant sunshine, comfortable humidity, and pleasant temperatures. Temperatures in most places dipping back into the 50s this morning, but even some 40s out there with one or two 30s even across the highest terrain. So after the clear, comfortable start, we'll have a nice warming trend through the morning and this afternoon as temperatures will climb quickly through the 60s and 70s and in most places into the lower 80s for afternoon highs as high pressure drifts off the eastern seaboard and we get a return southerly flow. Dew points will remain quite comfortable today, although we'll see the dew point temperature start to climb back into the lower and perhaps some middle 50s. The dew point will continue to climb tonight on the heels of a southerly breeze. This could touch off one or two passing showers. Low temperatures will not be quite as comfortably cool, but still back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. This will set us up for another warm day tomorrow with a southerly wind flow pushing temperatures into the lower and middle 80s. However, the humidity will be on the rise again. And with a little bit of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere passing through, one or two showers or thunderstorms could fire during the course of the afternoon. A frontal system will make a closer approach as we get into Tuesday night and especially during the day Wednesday. With the proximity of that front close by, showers and thunderstorms will become more numerous and that increasing humidity through the midweek period. Still, despite limited sunshine on Wednesday, temperatures will reach into the lower 80s. Still some question as to how the weather pattern will evolve for the latter stages of the week, but right now it looks like slow clearing on Thursday with temperatures remaining in the lower 80s. And right now we'll go with dry weather for Friday and Saturday with temperatures in the lower 80s, although there are some suggestions that some more energy could pass through with the chance for a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the central and southern high plains. A deepening low across the plains of eastern Colorado will help reinforce upslope flow today. As a result, dew points in eastern Colorado should be in the lower to mid-50s, allowing moderate instability to develop by afternoon. Thunderstorms should initiate in the Front Range, foothills, and on the Cheyenne Ridge by early afternoon, with convection moving south-southeastward across the Colorado high plains. The instability, combined with shear of 40 knots, should support the development of supercells with large hail. The more dominant supercells early in the event may be accompanied by an isolated tornado threat and possibly hailstones of greater than 2 inches in diameter. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Nassau Airport in the Bahamas at 2:27 p.m. Eastern Time back on Tuesday. The last report of hail is at Batna, Algeria, at 3:35 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 43 degrees with a west wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 56 degrees, the dew point 53, 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.08 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 25 at Boca Reservoir in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, the low 53. The average temperature 67, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.13 inches for the month, which is 31 hundredths above normal, and 16.69 inches for the year, which is 91 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. There were 2 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 79, that's 7 above normal, and 114 for the season, which is 12 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low 59, the record high 96 set in 1888, and the record low 44 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute. from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and comfortably warm today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Becoming mostly cloudy, with a passing shower possible tonight and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and comfortably warm today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Becoming mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible tonight and lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and comfortably warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Becoming mostly cloudy, a passing shower possible tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Deconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and comfortably warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Becoming mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible tonight and lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, comfortably warm today, with highs in the lower 80s, becoming mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible tonight, and lows near 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny, more humid, scattered showers or thunderstorms possible in the afternoon, lower to mid-80s, mostly cloudy and humid with a good chance of showers and storms Wednesday, lower 80s, some clouds Thursday morning, then sunshine in the afternoon, high temperatures in the lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday, lower 80s, and another chance of a few scattered showers or thunderstorms Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.